Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri. This week, you're in for a wild ride because today's message is riding elephants. Imagine trying to ride an elephant. Elephants are very intelligent creatures with minds of their own. In an attempt to reach your destination, you might struggle to get the elephant to turn right, but the elephant may instead go straight or turn left. In the end, the elephant will do what elephants want to do. Find out what riding elephants has to do with your spiritual journey. In their book, Switch, Dan and Chip Heath attempt to explain why we often fail to choose the good we know we should. The authors recognize that the human intellect, that is, the part of us that knows good and evil, and the human will, that is, the part of us that chooses good and evil, are often overwhelmed by our passions. Some passions become so powerful that they exert control over us. Dan and Chip describe our passions as an elephant. They describe our intellect and will as the rider on the elephant. Most of the time, even when we know where we want to go or what we want to do, the elephant goes where or does what it wants to. When the authors use the word passions, they are not simply referring to sexual passions, they are referring to all types of passions. Fame, fortune, control, hobbies, sports, foods, or many other types of passions. Our passions don't always lead us astray, but more often than not, they sure try to. The Bible frequently refers to the passions that attempt to rule our lives as our fleshly desires. When it says the flesh, it is referring to the part of us that is rebellious and alienated from God. It is describing the unruly part of us that resists being told what to do. All of us are disordered in some way. This is sometimes called our sin nature or our concupiscence. For today's purpose, think of your unruly nature as your elephant. Now ask yourself this question: what am I most passionate about? Now ask yourself, have I brought my passions under the subjugation of God? Simply stated, when we are driven by our passions rather than our will or intellect, we often make bad or stupid decisions. Our minds are ruled by two different systems, the rational mind and the emotional mind. They compete for control. Our rational mind wants to follow God's teaching, while our emotional mind wants to do our own thing. Our rational mind might want to look fit, while our emotional mind wants an extra large piece of pie. Paul describes this conflict perfectly in Romans 7, verse 14. He writes, "What I do not understand, for I do not do what I want, but I do what I hate." Further on, he says, "For I take delight in the law of God in my inner self, but I see in my members another principle at war with the law of my mind, taking me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members." Through this ministry, I have counseled many people whose lives are filled with regret. They are haunted by their past. Many are stuck in addictive behaviors. Some struggle with alcohol, drugs, or pornography. Others are workaholics. Still others seek fame or fortune at all costs. The list of bad decisions is endless. All of these things are caused by our domineering passions. Some people have lives filled with an endless list of poor decisions. It is very easy for these people to become discouraged or, in some cases, severely depressed. In extreme cases, hopelessness and despair push them towards suicidal thoughts. Do you have regrets over past decisions? Are you stuck in a cycle of passion-driven, addictive behaviors? Is your elephant determining the direction of your life? My friends, there is good news. God told Jeremiah in chapter 1, verse 5, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." God knew we would all be riding elephants. Clearly, it is wise to attempt to live holy lives. The pursuit of Christian perfection is a worthwhile goal. However, it is not an achievable goal on this side of death. God knew we would all fall prey to our passions. He understood our propensity to make bad decisions. He knew we would sin. That is precisely why he sent his Son to save us. The battle between good and evil is ever present. The battle between our rational thoughts and our emotions is ongoing. The battle to overcome our fleshly human desires can be relentless. Inevitably, we will fall. But falling is not the end of the story. God's love and mercy will always win out if we acknowledge our mistakes and turn back to Him with a contrite heart. Keep this in mind. If biggest was best, elephants would rule the world. But biggest isn't best. God is. He just happens to be bigger too. So the next time the elephant you are riding wants to take you down the wrong path, remember, God is biggest and best. Choose the path He leads you down. It leads to everlasting life. Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, far too often I have succumbed to my passions and traveled down the wrong road. Send forth your Holy Spirit to strengthen me in my times of weakness and lead me in the ways of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.